principle, the principle of spiritual economy of subtle bodies. That's what I mean. And that is when an initiate, an enlightened being dies, he or she doesn't need their subtle bodies to be processed the way normal humans have, because they don't have the kind of karma that needs to be carried over. Those subtle bodies are assets. They don't even need to be broken down to extract the karmic memories to be passed on to the next life's body. Instead, those subtle bodies, the initiate doesn't even need them, because he can or she can create new subtle bodies if they ever need to manifest into a body again. So, depending on how advanced they are. So what they can do is they can just donate their subtle bodies to the collective for anyone else to download, so you can receive their bodies. And they're like off the shelf, you know.
One subtle
bodies.
One Shiva.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. You can ask the request for the different, you know, blueprints from any saint or initiate or god. But anyway, what we'll do is we'll go for the subtle bodies of Jesus Christ. His physical body, etheric, astral, and ego of Christ. Now, what will they feel like? Well, the physical body of Christ will tend to remap your physical body, of course, into making your physical body realize, feel, that it truly is a microcosm of the planet. And not only just of the planet as it is now, the planet with all its proper sacred geography. So every single sacred site on the earth, past, present and future, every temple code, every architectural plan of a temple will be mapped into your physical body. So all the organs, everything realigns. It will help your physical body feel that you're replaying the events of the life of Jesus Christ. So if something had happened to him when he was 10, that will happen to you when you were 10. If something happens when he was 30, baptism, that happens to you when you're 30. Every single thing mapped in his physical life, incarnation, gets mapped into your life. It doesn't matter that you think you've already done that age. It will retrospectively reprogram your physical life.
We'll get crucified as well.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Didn't he die at 33?
Yeah. And then, but then what will happen is your physical body will obviously realize it is being resurrected as well.
Yeah.
So you'll overcome all kinds of things like death, disease, aging.
Is that what they do when they have the communion? You don't like membership of bread and tea?
Yeah, that's right. So it's symbolic and actual. Yeah, the Last Supper, taking the body and the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
That's like a homeopathic dose.
Yes.
That wafer contains a vibration, which is, you know, every time, say, you got a remedy from Ainsworth, they may have got it from, you know, Walida, they may have run out, and then they re-dilute it, potentize it, and they may run out, and Helios may run out, and they request one from Helios. So there are remedies circulating vibrationally that were made over 100 years ago, and they're being progressively potentized. So really, every part of Christ's being is potentized and out there. The Last Supper, for sure. And the more it deeply internalizes, the more you carry it for others. Your body becomes a library. So that's some of the things that will happen. I'll give one more explanation, and we'll get on to it. The asking for the etheric body of Christ changes, of course, your etheric body by charging it up with grail codes. The force of the grail is the energy of nature, the earth and nature spirits, the elementals. The elementals are the gnomes, the dwarves, the nymphs or the undines, the water elementals, the sylphs or the air elementals, also known as fairies and elves, the salamanders or fire elementals, all the creative forces, fire, earth, air and water of nature, which are part and parcel of your etheric body. They're entering during your sleep particularly, regenerating your etheric body. That's why you wake up in the morning, ideally refreshed, regenerated. So what you'll get is you'll get supercharged with the best elementals that are the perfected, aligned to the Grail. And the Grail is the perfected Venus and Jupiter, particularly, etheric body that can receive higher, i.e. where the etheric body is a perfect mirror to receive the higher. Think of it like a lake or a water that can capture a still image from above. I.e. your etheric body has none of the toxicity, the drug residues that other etheric bodies have, mucus, diseases, ancestral codes, and so on. You'll obviously get total regeneration of your etheric body. For many people, their etheric body might be dried out in various organs. That tends to cause hardening, like liver cirrhosis or dryness of the organ. You know, dementia, drying out of the etheric body energy of the brain.
So how would you reverse that, the drying out?
Recharge your etheric body with fresh elementals. Most people don't recycle their etheric body properly with nature, partly because they can't sleep properly. Mm. And a proper sleep is like a death sleep.
Yes.
And that was done by the ancients. You know, like when you go to sleep and you go, God, I'm dead
to the world. Yeah.
You know, and you wake up and you say, God, I don't know where I was.
Mm.
You went really deep, often in when you're sleeping in a retreat in nature. And that's because when you go to sleep, your soul, ego, and astral body, remember, go up. But what happens to your physical and etheric body that's sleeping? They go down into the earth. They merge with the earth. And if you could witness, if someone could witness your body while you're sleeping, the ideal sleep is that your physical body literally dies. It appears as if it's deeply dead, like a coma. And your etheric body has almost departed and left it and merged with the whole world's etheric energy field. And that's called a three-day death-like sleep. Lazarus did it, the ancients do it. And what you're doing is you're completely rewriting your etheric body while you sleep. So you wake up into a completely new, fresh body. Anyway, so that's the kind of stuff that will happen. So let's do that. And by the way, when you receive the etheric body of Christ, you're also getting programmed with the coordinates of the earth itself. Same with the physical, which aren't just north, south, east and west. The horizon, prime vertical. You're basically feeling completely aligned to the earth. Okay, any questions? So, let's do it. So visualize then you're in a column of golden white light. Imagining you've been in that column of light all day, whether you consciously knew it or not. So just let go of your day, stress, activities. Imagine. Intend that in this meditation session we're going to completely heal and realign your body as a suitable vehicle for your spirit. Imagine if you feel worthy, receptive and worthy enough to receive new gifts. Imagine above are a circle of angels and guides waiting to give you some of the new codes that we're going to ask for. as you ask now to receive the physical body blueprint of Jesus Christ, available to you under the laws of spiritual economy. Focus on some of the organs in your body, receiving the codes of the organs of Christ. There's more energy, more light in your body, as if it's being supercharged. Try now to imagine the scene where Jesus Christ was scourged, that means flailed with a whip, punished by the Roman soldiers just before he was crucified. Ask to reenact that scene through your physical body blueprints now of Jesus Christ, the scourging or whipping. But on a positive level, what this represents is the removal out of your old physical body anything that is dark, shadowy, obsolete. Imagine through the scourging you are opening your body up. ask to receive the etheric body blueprint of Jesus Christ into your own etheric body. Particular, imagine these etheric codes radiate to you from the horizon all around you, horizontally. And ask to map through the etheric Christ codes the sacred geography, the geography of the sacred sites of planet Earth are mapped on your own body. What happens in temples all around the world affects different parts of your body. More on the etheric body, which we do, but I think you needed a little pause, and that is the recycling of the elementals. Elementals, remember, gnomes, earth, fire, air, water, elementals, they go through, except for the gnomes, they don't do this, but the other elementals, what they do is go through enchantment and disenchantment. Do you remember that? That's where elementals, which are forces of nature, you know, the movement of a spring or a stream or a river is not mechanical. The water is moving with a life force. That's the water elementals. Now, elementals, after a while, age, get old, get bored, and go back up into the spiritual world and die, as it were, to the earth. And new ones come down. So the new ones coming down are enchanted by the earth. They're inquisitive about the earth. The disenchanted ones are the ones tired of the earth. Now that's the same principle if someone say was demented. You know, they have got old energy that's not wanting to be on earth anymore. But they haven't gone through that proper releasing of that old energy when the time was right. They're hanging on to old energy. So what this one is, not only do you receive the etheric body blueprints of Christ, but ask to release all disenchanted elementals out of your being, back up to the spiritual world. The gnomes won't do that, they always stay on the earth. So I'd be surprised if they go up. And ask to receive new enchantment, new enchanted elementals. Then we'll anchor the astral body blueprint of Jesus Christ. Now what that does, obviously, to your astral body, is realign it to the stars and the planets, as if you're a walking transit. That means every single... Because normally people don't feel or don't respond to the movement of a planet in a particular sign in a particular house straight away. For example, Saturn, a planet of duty and responsibility, might be moving over there and telling you to do a particular thing. And you might not do it for months or weeks, years, because there's a lag phase. If you could live totally in harmony with the solar system and the beings therein, then you provide no resistance. Your whole life is potentially chaotic. Because in the now, any impulse could come from the stars that changes the course of your life. But that's reality. We're hanging on to who we think we are, which is the old self. So really, in a way, what that means is your astrology birth chart is being rewritten every moment you're being reborn. Every moment you are in complete harmony with the way your cosmic self is right now. And then we'll receive the ego codes of Christ. Now what that does is it gives you total mastery to overcome anything. Not out of any duality whatsoever, but because you know you are it. Not you, just you are part of the Christed being. There is nothing that can overcome you, take you over, take you down a false path. No evil can hold in your system. You can't speak evil, hear evil, see evil. Not because you ignore it, but because there is absolutely no capacity to be evil in any part of your being. Christ didn't actually get tempted in the 40 days of temptation. He wasn't being tempted. The devil, no one can tempt Christ. There is no possibility for any entity to invade Christ. What he's demonstrating is the temptations of the world. He was saying these are the temptations of the world, of others. He's witnessing them. So do you see what I mean? With the ego code, that's your spirit, and nothing can touch who you really are. So let's anchor those. So back to your column. Gnomes, the dwarves, they don't tend to go into disenchantment. They don't leave the earth through disenchantment. Because if they did, the body would crumble. The gnomes stay on the earth and in your body, while the water, air, and fire elementals recycle. Basically, the gnomes provide continuity of the mineral kingdom. But that's why the gnomes are grumpy. That's why dwarves in fairy tales are always grumpy. Because they can't release themselves from the earth.
And they're very old.
And they look old, yeah. Okay, so visualize you in your column of light. Imagine those etheric body codes of Jesus Christ are still working their way into you, as if your aura is being embedded and pulsed by the etheric body of Christ. So ask now to release, through a proper disenchantment, to release all old and obsolete elementals out of your body, back to spirit. Receive through enchantment fresh new elementals newly entering the earth from the spiritual world. Now ask to receive the astral body blueprints of Jesus Christ. And imagine these are coming also from the stars and the planets. Sense what it would feel like for you to live more completely in the now, responding to messages from the stars and the planets in the now. Which means in a way that you have no more history. You're not bound by the past. astral codes of Christ that will help. To receive the ego codes of Jesus Christ straight into your own ego, your whole identity and character. Sense this helps you be more present, fully here on earth, and yet a spiritual being. Keep your feet on the ground as you come out. Last pause. So let's prepare for the next 200-300 years. And one thing that will happen is your etheric body will loosen or separate from the physical. Now, of course, this will be during some of this rest of this incarnation. The next time you incarnate might be in a few hundred years' time even. But this is what's going to happen to the rest of the human race on Earth in their bodies. So you're still going to have to pick up this process when you eventually incarnate anyway. So your etheric body will loosen. Everyone's humans, the etheric body will start separating from the physical body. Now, of course, you know that a complete separation means death. But what's happening here is that the physical body is no longer at the densest point of evolution. And so everything is lightening, which means everything is etherealizing, which means your etheric body is expanding and taking on new forces of buoyancy and upward motion and lightening. And therefore, as it loosens from the physical, what will that do? Well, firstly, it will mean you'll have, it's as if you've got parallel lives, two parallel existences practically. One, where you've got your physical incarnation, and another where you've got an etheric incarnation. In your physical life, you'll be doing physical activities like you do anyway, but in your etheric body, bits of your etheric body will be doing things without the physical body being involved. That might be cooking or cleaning or growing or, you know, learning something. You'll actually be doing stuff with your loosened parts of your etheric body, which of course some people do now in a disordered way, like through drugs. They have parallel bits of their body living fragmented realities. But this way you'll have conscious alternate parallel realities. You'll be able to do a lot more when you've got this extra etheric expanded energy. It means your etheric body will be able to be more directly programmable because the physical body slows it down. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to receive so many new codes all the time. Right. It also means your etheric body can more easily take on the etheric body of Christ mm-hmm. and of other initiates and get regeneration mode. So all the good stuff. If you're not prepared for it, this loosening, then it's a sign. Usually people who find it hard to be in their body, can't ground easily now, who haven't really completed the entry into their physical body, they won't do well when they have to leave their body because they're barely in it in the first place. That means their physical body, separated out from their etheric, will be open to entities and invasion by parasites and aromatic forces. So you can only really do it properly if you first entered your physical body by this time. You see what I mean? You can't leave something until you've been in it properly. So doing this meditation will challenge you, show you whether you're up to speed with your control of your physical body. If you're not, you'll feel really turbulent when you do this meditation. The other thing it will likely do for people is activate schizophrenia, because they'll have alternate parallel realities that they can't control. Right. So that's the kind of negative energy and attract entities. So let's see if that happens to you. And because if you can see that's going to happen in the next couple of hundred years, that'll give you the, oh my God, I must sort my body out now. And so you'll collapse that potential future. You're testing yourself. Let's do that, and then I'll do the next explanation. So, again, imagining you're in your column of light, and if you can feel your feet, just imagine you got feet. And now ask to journey through your soul to see the next 200-300 years of the human race, its evolution. Ask to witness the loosening of human etheric bodies from the physical body, and for you to experience that within yourself. Imagine projecting the qualities of faith, trust, courage, and anything else, so that you can loosen your etheric body with courage and faith, knowing that you are in charge. Nothing untoward will happen in your expanded new psychic and spiritual awareness of the world. You'll enter the world of energy. Ask in particular to help this process that you activate now in your life more creative imagination, the ability to creatively imagine like a fantasy, fantasize, have images of the spiritual world, it includes creative imagination. New ideas, new art. Ask that you are willing to expand what you can imagine. As you now look back on your physical body, almost as if you're looking at it from the outside, honor your physical body as the most dense, grounded vehicle that limits you, but honor it. As you come back, alright, so now what we'll do is we'll connect to a being called the Guardian at the Threshold. And this is a being who's always been with you, but it will be more manifest. You'll be aware of it over the next 200-300 years. The human race will. And the Guardian at the Threshold is like an angel. It's an angelic being that is supervising your etheric body. Usually you can imagine it as a she, it's useful. And she's always there, protecting your etheric body, taking care of it while you sleep, you know, showing it how to merge with the earth, and providing the continuity for the parts of your etheric body, that seed atom, that must continue into your next incarnation, transferring the karma to the next body. So the Guardian at the Threshold is like someone who manages your etheric body simply because you can't consciously do it. You know, humans aren't ready to consciously control their etheric body. They can only barely control their mental body and astral emotional state. But in a long future of human race, over the next few thousand years, we have to take more charge over our etheric body. We have to learn to control the forces in it and its connection to the elementals. Which means the Guardian at the Threshold, we must meet her and take over some of her roles. She has to hand them over. Often people get a chaotic, disordered relationship to their guardian when they're on drugs or they've had shock or, you know, injuries, surgery, anesthetics, all that sort of stuff, because bits of their etheric body are so misaligned that even the guardian at the threshold can't take care of those fragments anymore, and they get caught up with entities. So what we're doing now, we're asked to meet the guardian at the threshold, your guardian at the threshold, we're asked to meet her, and just dialogue, communicate.
Is this for now or for future?
Now. Oh. So you're preparing for the future, and what you'll feel is you'll get a new sense of connection and control over your etheric body. Okay. So imagine again in your column of light. Try and imagine actually a bubble of light now, all around you. Almost as if you're in your own cocoon or cave. The cave of your life. Your life story. And over the next few hundred years, the human race, more of us will be challenged to meet our guardian at the threshold. So ask now to meet your guardian at the threshold now. Particularly ask to disconnect your personal guardian at the threshold from the family guardian angel of your family. So you are independently, more etherically independent of your family. Show you how to control the flow of your etheric body so that you can take it from past to present to future properly. The continuity of your etheric body under your control. Now place in your heart an image of the moon, and like a bowl, you can imagine the moon like a crescent, but like a bowl or a cup. able to receive, and it properly is a home for your soul. This is to ground you, so place that moon crescent